Kirshan Rogose today's daf is Tainas daf Yud Beis. We are here at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Again, talking about, the last thing we mentioned was a concept called Tainas L'Shaos. What about a fast for hours, right? Obviously, you can fast for a whole day, but what about a Tainas L'Shaos? So that's what we're holding here, Amar of Chista at the bottom. If you tell me, if you hold like the sheet that says you can fast for hours, that's only if you have not yet eaten anything, right? Meaning until nightfall. Meaning that not when Rav Chisda says that in terms of a fast for hours is legit, and that's not only like a couple of random hours in the middle of the day. That's only right if you started the day in a fast and then you went all the way till nightfall. So Abaye said an obvious question about Hatanisa Malayasahi. Well, what do you mean if you started the day fasting and then you went all the way till nightfall? That's a fast, right? That's what we always do. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzrichas." He says, "No." What we're talking about here is imlech hamluche, that you change your mind, meaning that you just happen to be busy in the morning, and you don't eat, and then you're like, "Well, I already made half today, right? Winter sundown is what, like 4:30 or something over here. So I made it half today. I made it till 11, 12 o'clock. I might as well just fast the whole day." So that's what Rav Chisda says is a tainus l'shaos, not like we understood earlier yesterday. And then that is what is legit. But if you would eat in the morning and then fast for 4 hours, or if you would fast for 4 hours and then eat, let's say, 1 o'clock, so according to Rav Chisda, that's not a tainus l'shaos. Rav Chisda says, "Kol tainus shelo shaka alav hachama lav shmei tainus." And any tainus that is not, if a person eats before sundown, is not considered to be a tainus. We nowadays fast until tseis, really. We don't really fast till Shkia. Tosus already, Top Tosus points that out. It could be that Tosus says that maybe here it's referring to Tseis, but okay, either way, that's just in the terms of the Shaka Lava Chama, when the sun goes down, right? It could be very well that it means nightfall, meaning that when it's actually nighttime, when the three stars come out. But either way, meaning if you ate before that, so then, right, if you ate 10 minutes before Shkia, so your whole fast is wasted. So Gemara says, wait 1 second, what do you mean? Actually, my Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, that's talking about the Kohanim that would go to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're telling me the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash who were serving in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishmar, Anshei Mishmar, right, so that was Mis'anev L'mashlinim, they would start the fast, but they wouldn't finish because they were working in the Beis HaMikdash and they needed to be eating. So many said that apparently that's again, what do they say? The language is misanin, right? They fast, right? So you see that apparently what they did earlier in the day is considered to be a tainus. So Gemara says, awesome, that's a really nafshi ba'amahu. The Gemara says, no, really over there in that case, they're just trying to pain themselves, to give themselves tsar, right? And that, again, they're not actually fasting, right? There's not actually halachically fasting. If they're talking about Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't actually fast, but again, just to kind of join the people in their fast, so that's the Anshei Mishmar would do. So you can't bring any proof from that. So Toshma, I'll bring another proof against Rav Chisda. That again, Rav Chisda said you have to fast until sundown. Da'ama Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, ani mi bnei banav shal sanav ben Binyamin. I, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, said that I'm descended from Binyamin. Upamachas chal Tisha B'av v'yos v'shabbos. Once on Tisha B'av, what fell out on Shabbos, duchinu la'achar Shabbos, and obviously we pushed it to Sunday. V'zaninu bo v'lo hishlamnu, and we fast, but we didn't finish it. Right, because it was a chag. Meaning it was the chag. They basically one of the days where the families would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, and as Gemara is going to explain, right, that was the Yom Tov for them, and they would not fast. They would not be allowed to fast on the 10th of Av. So apparently, they see that, again. What did they do? They misanin, right? The Berlo Mashlimin, right? They would hisaninu bo, right? They would fast, but lo ishlamnu, but they didn't finish it. So apparently, the Gemara calls it a fast. So Gemara says hasam nami, right? That's also the tzrit nafshi b'almahu. That's also the same thing as we said before. That's not really a fast. That was just kind of join in with the people, but it wasn't actually a halachic fast, and therefore, again, we still do not have a proof against what Rav Chisda said, that a fast, to be considered a fast, has to go until nightfall. Toshma would learn another, I'm trying to bring another proof against Rav Chisda. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Aha, betainis, ash avu lebesi, let the person say, I'm going to fast until I get home. So again, obviously, he calls it a fast, and presumably the person, let's say, would get home in the middle of the day. So Gemara says also, Hasam, l'shmuti nafshei mibei nesiyah hu da'avid. Rabbi Yochanan was simply saying that he didn't want, he was going to fast, right? He wouldn't have to eat with the Nasi for whatever reason, right? I'm not sure why, but you know, politics, or he just doesn't like it, or he wanted to go home and learn, or whatever. He just needed an excuse not to eat by the Nasi, so he was just saying, I'm fasting. But he wasn't actually fasting. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this. Kol tainus shelokibal lav mibod yom lav shmei tainus. For it to be a legitimate fast, right, you need to accept the fast upon yourself, right, the day before. And the Gemara says, okay, but if he does fast, so then what? Meaning, if, let's say he didn't, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to fast. And so Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, dami lemefucha demalia zika. It's almost like it's a balloon that's filled with air. It's not really a balloon. I forget exactly what the translation is, but it's almost, it's nothing. Meaning the guy is just filling himself with air, right? Meaning he's not having food in his stomach, so there's only air in there. Right? It's just a phrase that throws out that it's not actually doing anything. So Amos Mekabel, so when do you have to be Mekabel this fast upon yourself? So Rav B'mincha, Rav says, Rav Amar B'mincha, that's during the Zman Mincha, meaning Rashi says, I feel B'shuk, right, even in the marketplace. You can just say, all right, I'm going to be fasting. Shmuel says, you have to actually daven mincha. And if you look in the text of the Siddur at the end of the Shmon Esrei, right, you can see the star at the end of Elokai Netzor. You can see, like, there's usually something on the bottom, at least of most Siddurim, that a nusach, if in fact you do want to fast the next day. Amar Rav Yosef, kvasi de Shmuel misdavra. It makes sense that Shmuel's logic that we accept the fast during mincha, it makes sense. Techtiv, as Buzik begins tainis, right, it says in Megillas Tainus, again, Megillas Tainus was a list of all of the Chagim that it was usher to fast on. It wasn't actually a list of fasts. It was a list of days that it was usher to fast. But it says that, meaning that's what it says, that Lahen Kol Inish Deesei Elohe Mekadmas Dana Yesar. Meaning that anybody, right, who had fasted before the Chag, meaning the Chag that they're talking about, any Chag that they're talking about, Yesar should meaning it should be usher. Meaning it should be usher for them to eat. and so meaning that if you started fasting and then you had one of these holidays or chagim or whatever, or festive days that it would be usher to fast, so then the fast should override the chagim. So my lav, yasser asmo bitzalu, doesn't it seem to, what is he talking about? Meaning, does it mean that he should usher himself in davening? Meaning, that, again, since he already, again, he's already fasting. So what do you mean, yasser, that it should be usher for him to eat? Right, meaning he shall asser it to himself. Right, doesn't that seem to imply that he has to accept the fast upon him the day before? So Kumar says no, yasser atzmo. Meaning the question is whether it will be asser. Whether he will be asser. Whether it be asser for him to eat, regardless of whether he davened or not. Again, Hebrew is not necessarily my strong suit, so the exact difference in language between yasser and yeyaser with a yud and with an aleph, I'm not exactly sure, but that's how the Gemara reads. Pli b'ha Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, b'ribi. Chad amar yeyaser, right, again, depending on whether he has to do an action to asser it for himself, or he is asser, it is asser for him. And again, that's how the Gemara says. Ma'adamar yeyaser, the one who says that he has to asser it on himself, k'damrinin, like we said, right, that he has to actually vocalize this, right, in davening. But l'ma'adamar yeyaser, according to the one who says it will be asser for him, to eat, so mayhi. So what is the point, right? What are we saying in Megillas Tainus that, right, anyone who started fasting, it should be usher from the fast? So the Gemara says v'tanya Megillas Tainus, because it says like this: Kol inish de yesei lui mikad mas dana yeyaser. Again, what we said before, that any person, right, who started fasting, right, let's say a bahab, a Monday, Thursday, Monday, and all of a sudden the Monday falls out on like one of these days that you're not allowed to fast, so it should be still usher to eat. Kate said, how does that work? Yachad shekibel alav sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shal kol shana kula, right, v'irubam dovim maksum megillas tainis. Right, if let's say someone who's just got, you know, he does bahab in general, right, he always does bahab, he always fasts, and one of those days is one of the chagim in megillas tainis. So im nidro kolam gzeras seinu, if he took his nether before the chagim were established as a chag, so yivatal nidro gzera senos, then his nether overrides the chag. But vim gzera senu kudemus the nidro, but if he took the nether after one of these days were established, then tivatal gzera senos nidro, but then the gzera is going to be vatal his nether, and that's what yeser refers to. I mean, that it's only if his nether came first, right, that's when it will be usher for him to eat. Tanur Rabbanan, what Rabbi said, Ad Masar Ochel Vishosa, Ad Yala Muda Shachar. When a fast starts during the day, Right? When can you eat? You can eat until Amud HaShachar, right? The earliest time, right? Obviously, the daybreak, as they call it, just the first of the sun's rays when the sky starts to get light. Divrei Rabbi, that's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Krosa Gever, until the rooster cries out. Pashas is the first time, right? The Gemara, if you remember from Yoma, right, that says that the rooster crows a bunch of times, right? But okay, either way. But Tachlis is that we're talking about the first time the rooster crows, and that's a little bit afterwards. Amar Abai says Lo Shanu Ella Shelo Gamar Sudasa, and that's only right if right his meal has gone on until then. Now, Gamar Sudasa, but if a person finished eating, so then Abai says Inu Ochel, he is not actually allowed to eat after that. Esve Rava says, what are you talking about, right? Gamar Va'amad Areza Ochel, right? If we limit the Abai, so that's not true. If you finish your meal, you can still eat, right? Then that's before the fast. Where it says Hasam Shelo Silek. Now that's where he didn't remove the table, right? Back in the day, they used to eat on beds, right, and bring a table full of food, right? They used to recline, right? So that, as long as the mini table, each person had their own mini table, as long as the table was still there, so we assume that he was still in the middle of his meal, even though he's finished eating. Igadamri, some people say that the back and forth between Rava and Abaye was different. They said Rava Amar, that Amar Rava, that Lo Shanu Elak Shul Yashin, that you can only eat, right, meaning we can only eat up until Alisa Shachar, right, that's only if you didn't sleep. Aval Yashal, if you wanted to sleep already, then Eino Ochel, then he's not allowed actually to get up. And eat in the morning before Alisa Shachar. Now, I definitely know people who do this, right, there definitely are people who get up before a fast, certainly for, Shavuos Batamuz is one of the longest, I think this is the longest day fast that there is. Certainly people get up and do this. So the halacha is, right, if you read the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, right, that fair, actually this is true, that if a person goes to sleep, right, he's not really supposed to get up early and eat before Amud HaShachar. However, if he makes a tznai, if he says that, I'm going to go to sleep right now and I'm going to get up and I'm going to eat, so then the pashas is that he is allowed, right? The halacha Shulchan Aruch, if I'm not mistaken, writes that he is allowed to eat in that scenario. So if you are one of those people who does like to get up before a fast, so then just again have in mind before you go to bed that you're going to eat before the fast begins. Okay, Esrei Abaye says, one second, right? So that's what Rava said. And if you fall asleep, you're not allowed to eat. But if you didn't sleep, so then you are. Esrei Abaye said, well, doesn't the Braisa say Yashin v'amad reza ochel? If you fell asleep and got up, then you can eat. So hazam b'misnam nim. So Rava would say back to him, that's when he dozed off. He's not actually sleeping, he's just dozing. What is that like? So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir. He's kind of sleeping but not sleeping, awake but not awake. Karu le v'oni, v'lo yada l'duri svara. If they called to him, he would say something back to them, he would answer them, but he doesn't know how to give a svara, he can't answer it logically. Midkari le midkar, but he would remember, right, if someone reminded him, right, that that he would remember either that he was woken up or he would remember things that happened during the day. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yochid Shkibal Lav Atayinus Asur Benilas Asandol, a person who accepted a fast, right, Staram, right, just a regular fast upon yourself, so not allowed to wear leather shoes. Chayshinan Shem Atayinus Tzibur Kibal Lav, because maybe he accepted upon himself, right, the serious Tainus Tzibur, right, the most strict type. Heichel Yavid, what should he do? So Amar Rav Bar Shila, meaning what should he do if you want to fast but you kind of want to wear your shoes? So Amar Rav Bar Shila Lemahachi, it should say like this: Lamachar Ehei Lefanecha B'Tainis Yochid. Right, you shouldn't just say I'm going to be in a Tainis tomorrow. I'm going to be B'Tainis Yochid. A Tainis Yochid that we understand is not one of the serious types of fast, but just involves the issue of eating during the day. Amar Le Rabbanan Le Rav Sheshes. We see Rabbanan, right, the wearing shoes, but coming to the Beit Hanisa, the house of, literally means house of fasting, but when they come to shul, right, and in their shoes, right, even though it's they're not supposed to, as we just mentioned. So Ikpitz Rav Sheshet got really upset. He said to them, "Double mechal, nami mechal." Well, maybe they're eating also, right, meaning that showing that it really is a thing, right, during these strict fasts. That they would declare, again, we're talking about the ones that they would declare for, as we'll see today, the ones that they would declare on the Tzibur for the fact that there's no rain. We're not talking about like Tishmav or Yom Kippur, right? But okay, fine. Abaye v'Rava Malia Malia. So Abaye and Rava came to the base medrash, right? So came to shul. Kimisayme apanta They were coming wearing the top of the shoe. I mean, the top of the shoe had leather. Meaning that when they came with the top part of the leather, right, Pasha says not with the bottom part, and that therefore they were still slightly uncomfortable. Marimar Marzutra would switch right and left, and left to right. Rabbanan. But again, in Eichanami, that the again, it wasn't really okay. All right, Vayter, Rabbanan de Beiravashi, Nafki Ki or Chayu, they would wear the normal shoes, wear normally. Savri Ki Had Amar Shmuel, but in his time, Tzibur Bavavel Al Tisha Bavavel, because they only held, right, as we said yesterday, that there's no Bavel, there's no fasting in Bavel except for Tisha Bav. Right, that that's again. Obviously, the Pasha says that was all over Bavel. So obviously, they were allowed to wear shoes on those days. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Relova Adam Taniso Parea. That a person is allowed to literally means to borrow his fast and pay it back. Basically, if for whatever reason a person realizes that he's not going to be able to fast, so he can eat on that day and then fast another day, right? He can pay it back. When they said that halacha in front of Shmuel, Amali, right? It was meaning Rav Yehuda said when in the name of Rav. So then he said when he went to Shmuel and said this, what do you think a fast is a nether that he's not allowed? Meaning that he has to be mekayim. He accepted upon himself to be mitzayir himself to have pain, right? To make himself uncomfortable. Ki matzi mitzayir nafshe, right? Ilo matzi lo mitzayir nafshe. Meaning, so if he's able on the day, let's say the Tuesday, he decided to fast. If he's able to, so then he should do it. But if he's not, then he shouldn't. Meaning, he doesn't actually have to pay it back. Some people say I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, right? Lova Adam Taniso Uparea, and again same halacha. But Kikamrisa Demek Kamei de Shmuel, when he said it in front of Shmuel, Amar Li Pshita, he said obviously, right? Not that Shmuel took it back and told and disagreed and told him he doesn't have to pay it back, but he said no Pshita obviously. Lo Yehei Ela Nether, meaning it should be a nether. Meaning a nether is a nether that you have to fulfill. Nether Milo Matzi by the Shlumi Amezal Machal Yom Echina. Right, you definitely have to pay back a nether, right? Whether it's today or tomorrow. Excuse me, you have to pay it back. So too, when you fast, right, you have to pay it back if for whatever reason you don't fulfill it. Rav Yeshua Breder of Idi, right, Ikla Lebe Ravasi. So he came to the house of Ravasi, and Abdulay Egla Tilsa, they gave him, right, this, as the Gemara very often talks about, the best type of meat, a calf born third to its mother, okay, or one-third grown when it was shechted, but Pashas is, again, other places Rashi says it. One-third, born third to its mother. Okay, apparently that was the best meat. Amrulay, they said to him, Lito Mar Midi, he said, have something to eat, right? There's some good food here. So Amrulay, he said to Betanisa, he said, no, I'm fasting. So Amrulay, Velozif Marli Parea, what do you mean? Just, okay, but you have a big feast here, right? You have the best kind of meat, so just eat now, and you'll fast tomorrow, next day, whatever. Lo, Sabar Mar, Lahad Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, don't you hold this halacha we're just talking about? Lo, Ve'adam Betanisa Parea? No, you can't pay back your fast. Don't you hold it? You can pay back your fast. So Amalui said to them, Tainus Cholom. No, it's a Tainus Cholom. I had a bad dream, and therefore I'm fasting because of the dream. V'amarav bar mechasi, amarav chama bar guri, amarav, yafet Tainus Cholom, yafet Tainus l'cholom ke'ish l'noris. A fast is good for a bad dream, like fire to noris is, I think, flax, I think. But meaning that, again, you could, meaning it burns it up, meaning as the image is, the fast burns up. Just, fast is the fire, right? And the bad dream is in the Oretz. So that so that's why I'm fasting. And I can't change it. And Amar Rav Chista Babayom, and then you have to do it that day. I mean, you can't just push that off. Amar Rav Yosef and Vilub Shabbos. And when's the fast? When can you fast? Right, even on Shabbos, right? If you have a really bad dream. I'm not sure that the halacha is so nogea nowadays. I remember I had a really bad dream once on a Friday night, and I went to the Rav the next day, and he said that people generally do not fast for Tainus Cholom, and certainly not on Shabbos. He said you should give some tzedakah and daven. He showed me a couple of tefillos. Anyway, It could be that some people fast for a Titus Cholam in it, but he told me that people really don't do that so much anymore. Okay, Maita Kante, what is again? Nah, I don't want to people. I don't want to Paskin Halacha Lamaisa, but he, anyway, that's what happened to me. Anyway, Maita Kante, well, how could you fix again this issue of if he ends up fasting on Shabbos, meaning that's obviously not appropriate, as Rav told me, right? You shouldn't make yourself lose out on all these mitzvahs that you have to eat on Shabbos, etc., just because of a chalom. Anyway, so what do you do for that? So then leishiv tanisa, but the tanisa. So apparently, right, not only is fasting on Shabbos annoying because you have to fast on Shabbos, but then you need to do another fast for that fast because you fasted on Shabbos. So it's not only do you do one fast, you do two fasts. Okay, fine. I can understand why there would not be necessarily the most popular thing to do. Vayter. New Mishnah now. Avru elu lo nanu. Again, the last Mishnah said that if there's no rain, right, by, what is it, the 17th, I think, or 16th of Mar Cheshvan, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev, what was the dates? Just before I'm not seeing accurately. If I'm not going to find it, I'll just go right there. Is it Yerim Beis? I thought, maybe not. Okay, anyway, whatever the dates were. Right, we'd said that if those fasts passed, so and velonanu, and there was no rain, so then Beis Din Gozrin Gimel Taniyos Acheres Al Tzibur. Then we have three more fasts, and they are much more machmer. Right, Ochlam Shosim Bibon Yom. You can eat while it's still daytime, meaning the fast starts at night. Right, daytime of the day before, so the fast starts at night. Vasurim B'Malacha Rechitza V'Sika. You can't right. It's just like Tisha B'Av. You can't do anything. The Chamesh Nuyim V'Nol and Nisam Rechatzos, and we lock up the bathhouses, or obviously because you're not allowed to take a bath. Right, Avru Eluv Lo Nanu, and if these passed and they weren't answered for rain, so then Beis Din goes around the land Od Shava. Then you got seven more. Shein Yud Gimel Taniyos Al Tzibur. Right, again coupled with the last three and the last Mishnah. Right, this is 10. So now you got 13 total fasts on the Tzibur. Right, Elu Yiseres Al Rishonos, and these, meaning the last seven, are even more machmir than the first. Shein, not only do we have the Chamesh Inuyim, but Shebe Elu Masriyin. Right, they cry out literally. Right, again, the Gemara is going to talk about whether that's shofar or whatever, but we do this extra tefillah called Masriyin. Usually, the lesson of Trua is a shofar. Right, Gemara will talk about it. V'no'alin esachaniyos, and you lock the stores. B'sheni matin b'chashecha. Right, on Monday, right, they open them up a little bit at nighttime. Right, so again, just so people have food. Right, v'chamishi mutarim b'pnei kav Shabbos on Thursday. Right, it's all open all day because people need food for Shabbos. But we even close the stores, right? But avru elu v'lo nanu, and if that even those 13 fasts passed and there was no rain, so then mematin b'masa matan, right? People stop, do a little bit less business. They decrease their planting and their building. Be'er zun nisuin, we decrease weddings. U'shei l'shalom and aluchat meiro, people don't say shalom aleichem to each other. Kivnei adam shen hanizufin l'makom, as if they're people who are nizuf or disgusting or upset, who have been upset to Kosh Baruch. Hayachidim, in the time of the Chachamim, chozun misanim, they continue, or they keep on fasting, I guess, ad sheyitzei nisan, until the end of Nisan, right, that's the end of it. But Pashas is that's not talking about Nisan, but it's probably talking about the springtime, I would imagine. Not that I'm just trying to look in Rashi as I talk. Could be Nisan. For some reason in my head, I have that as the equinox, but I could be wrong. All right, either way, let's say it's Nisan as it says straightforward, and I'll blame that to look it up for tomorrow. Yotze Nisan v'yotze Gishamim, if Nisan passed and then there was rain, so then Simon Klala, that's not so good. That's already a Simon Klala, a curse. Shenevar's Pazuk says, Halok Tzio Chitimayom, right, again, and then they have to reap, they have to harvest all that and reap all of the grain, right, and rain is not good, right? The Hemshech of that Pazuk just says that Hashem is going to send rain. Where is that Pazuk? Yeah. Right, if you look at Torah Or, right? Halok Tzio Chitimayom, Ekra Lakem, V'yitin Kolos Umatar, Udu Ruk Esra Aschem Rabba. Right, and again, if Hashem sends rain while they're trying to harvest the grains, then you know that they're big time bunch of Rishayim. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll do the Gemara. Start the Gemara tomorrow. Yeah, Mitzvah Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.